Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Also pushing the buttons back in New York City, two incredible producers, Ben Horowitz and James Graceffo. Graceffo's enthusiasm is infectious. At 1:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10:04 Pacific Time. McCarthy will have another update coming up in just about 27 minutes. See, Graceffo says he doesn't have a team, and he used to look forward to Sundays hanging out at local Manhattan and New York City pubs with other Jets fans, dreaming of the day when Joe Willie made the guarantee.
Joe Willie. I wasn't even like a thought in the world yet.
Well, I'm saying you're dreaming of the day. Your family.
That day again.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Dreaming of that day. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I know you're like 18.
I have no thought of what that would even be like.
Did you say you have no ass?
I heard that. So I have no aspect of like to even think of what that could be.
I'm trying not to die in the background.
Hold on here, man.
Whoops.
I'm asking you about the Jets. Okay, not your
aspect.
Manhattan was social life where you have to finance if you're going to buy a woman a drink.
Aspect was the word
okay,
we were
there.
Searching for.
Yeah, I know. I heard that, and I could almost hear a giggle from Horowitz in the distance. And I'm like, you know, I love Graceffo. He's down. The Jets stink. Who's their quarterback now?
Luke Falk.
Well, he played for Leach out of Washington State.
He did.
That's a name that the Michigan fans, after you know watching Harbaugh in another big game, admit that he was out-coached, out. You know, performed, outplanned, whatever you can keep listing, out this, out that, that they think Leach would be a great fit in Michigan because of that offense. And look at you got Minshew down at, you know, Jacksonville, and he's cranking out QBs.
So I'm going to assume it's not going to go well tomorrow, though, because first NFL start against the Patriots, and the Patriots haven't allowed a touchdown yet. So it's probably not going to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Listen, I just can't wait till 4:00, 4:30. The game will be over. You know, live
so
my life.
Now with Jones as the QB for the Giants, and I know they got Barkley, but how much worse off are the Jets than the Giants?
I think we're tied right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's
in terms of getting better. I think we're in the same exact spot at the moment.
Just misery.
Misery.
Yeah, well, you got Darnold when he comes back.
Yeah,
mono, right?
Yeah, hopefully that's in 2 weeks.
Right, so you got Darnold, so you don't know what you're getting from Jones, and that's why Danny Dimes, or whatever they call him, why Horowitz, you know, doesn't know what to do. Do I DVR? Do I watch him live? I have to work. Am I willing to give up my entire career to watch Jones live, or will people just force me to barf because they're going to give away everything? Because you can't DVR game. You have to be, like I said, a remote area if you're DVRing. It doesn't work.
It's going to be tough. This would be the first time ever that I did it.
Okay,
but I want to make sure I see this start in its entirety.
Yeah, and I've done this before, whether it's, you know, NCAA tournament games, NBA playoff games, Stanley Cup playoff games. I've told myself I'm going to turn my phone off and I will not look at scores because I have the DVR rolling at home. And I am so addicted to my phone that I will look.
And that's the problem. Like, sometimes I don't even realize it. Like, my thumb just goes to the Twitter app on my phone. Like, I didn't mean to hit that. Well, I guess it's just a force of habit.
Force of habit, you know, now because your alarm's on your phone for the most part, alarm clocks are, like, out the window, that the first thing you do in the morning is what? You might hit the alarm off and you check your phone, don't you?
Exactly.
We all do. We all do it. So I've tried to, you know, in doing my show, I have to DVR because I can't watch four games at once. And also, you know, I have things on the weekend and there's a lot of sports or kids or soccer tournament or seventh grade football or volleyball. And there's, you know, your personal life and, you know, that aspect of my life is good. So, you know, I DVR, but I just DVR to review. I don't DVR to have the fake live experience. I just do it. It's my own film room where I can DVR all the teams in Michigan I need to follow nationally when I'm doing this show on Saturday, and I can review quick if there's something like the hit in the Wisconsin game. My God, you know, it was ridiculous. And I'll tell you what, is that until they start suspending some players, how hard is it, and I'll say this to any level of football, and again, I have a son that plays seventh grade football, and I'm not anti-football at all, if you listen to me. But when I look at it, how tough is it to tell somebody you can't hit above the shoulder pads? Okay? How hard is it? Would the game of football suffer if you could not hit anywhere in the helmet? Anywhere. You can't touch the helmet. Now, if someone leans down and they're moving forward, it's a different story. But Badger safety Reggie Pearson, he got the personal foul, ejected. They lost two safeties in the Wisconsin-Michigan game. That hit, to me, is one of the first hits I've ever seen at the college level where I think it warrants a major suspension. By the Big Ten, it was a Big Ten game. It does. I'm sorry. But also I'm watching it, and I'm sitting there with some buddies, and I'm going, how hard is it for football in this era we live in? And again, my son plays tackle football, practices 5 days a week, played his first game last Wednesday night. No issues. Because those kids aren't missiles yet. They're not human missiles. They tackle when they wrap somebody up. They fall on them. It's good football. But now when you get guys college level, whether it was Reggie Pearson, the Badger safety in Madison, who got that personal foul for hitting Dylan McCaffrey, who suffered a concussion in the second half while the Wolverines were getting whipped by Wisconsin. But man, he let his shoulder helmet right into his head. Like flying. Now, some would argue, as they did on Twitter back and forth, well, he was coming, you know, the quarterback's running, he's open, it's open season. No, not on the head. You can't tackle anywhere on the head. Okay, so if we're gonna flag somebody in the NFL or college football for swiping at the head of a QB, right? You know, you get the arms and the motion, and you'll see the penalty, and you're like, oh, he didn't do anything, right? I think Garrett was getting a couple of them in that Browns-Jets game on Monday night. Well, then you're telling me that, you know, I get targeting, I get ejections, and they're going to miss the first half of the Northwestern game next time Wisconsin plays. But you can play football without having to go headhunting. You can. You can play football. Matter of fact, I watch kids with proper tackling technique, and they don't have to go high. Now, granted, you get seventh graders or high schoolers, they're not 225-pound safeties who run a 4.5, who have been working out, you know, for 4 years if they're a senior, right? Maybe five. I think Pearson should be suspended for the year, personally. That was, you know, it looked like Dylan McCaffrey could have died. And I don't see a lot of hits in college football where I'm like, man, you know, NFL, you get some guys that are just cheap shot artists. They are. But Reggie Pearson, in my mind, my huge opinion stands, he should. Dylan McCaffrey will miss games because of that concussion. Will it be one? Will it be two? Could it, you know, stick with him the rest of the year, his career? Who knows? If you've seen the video on that hit, and I have it up at Saturday Huge on Twitter, the link, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. My point is, okay, whether he gets two games, four games, suspended for the year, whatever. But how hard is it for all levels of football to say, if you, and not just targeting, with your helmet to the head, but if you tackle above the shoulder pads, I would almost rather see a horse collar and somebody able to grab the back of the shoulder pad jersey, the opening there, than go club you upside the head. I don't get that. I just, and it's so easy to look at, especially now with video replay. You go above the shoulder pads, automatic ejection, unless the player's fallen into you, then it's different, right? Because I'm watching Reggie Pearson, and that was the cheapest shot I've ever seen in college football because of its violent nature. As the New York Daily News headline reads, and that's from 6 hours ago, Wisconsin safety ejected for nearly killing Michigan QB Dylan McCaffrey. And if you've watched that video, it looked like McCaffrey could have died right there. Reggie Pearson, the Badger safety, should be suspended for the rest of the season. In the game of football, including the NFL, you can't tackle anywhere above the shoulder pads. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. It's an easy fix. It is. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Our huge questions of the night. We do it during the football season. CBS Eyeball Test. Top four teams in college football at this hour. Top four teams across America. Speaking of teams, if Antonio Brown takes care of his legal business, who will be the first NFL team he'll suit up for? And then off of my opinion on Reggie Pearson, should he be suspended for the year? And do you agree with me that there's no tackling above the shoulder pads? Nothing. Join in 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Graceffo, Horowitz, and McCarthy are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Huge questions of the night you can answer during our final two segments. Who are the four best teams in college football at this hour? The CBS Eyeball Test we do each and every week. That's a tough one. It really is. It's easy with Alabama Clemson, but you go beyond that. Georgia tonight beating number 7 ND. You have LSU. They have a great road win already. Top four. Also, Antonio Brown, if and when he returns to the NFL, first team that will be wanting to cut a deal for his services, if there is one. And if you've seen the video of Michigan backup QB Dylan McCaffrey getting just crushed in one of the biggest cheap shots I've ever seen in college football from Wisconsin safety Reggie Pearson, I say Pearson should be banned for the rest of the year. He was flagged for a personal foul and promptly ejected from today's game. He'll miss the first half of his next game. You tell me. And then do you agree with me that no tackling above the shoulder pads? Nothing. All levels of football. No, running back can't lower that, use the helmet to clear through a defender, two-way street. I just think this is a simple solution. So you can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Mary Ellen in Virginia, thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I have two strong opinions on things. I just saw the video just like 5 seconds ago, and I'm highly disturbed by it. That was just, you get put in jail for doing things like that.
Reggie Pearson, the safety for Wisconsin, should be banned by the Big Ten for the rest of the year.
Oh, at a minimum. At a minimum. I mean, that you get put in jail for doing that in public.
I'm dead serious, and at times I can exaggerate. I'm in the business of exaggeration, but that
highly disturbing.
Well, no, Dylan McCaffrey's lucky he didn't die.
I have a plate and screws in my neck for a fusion. Okay, I know how fragile a neck is, and I can't believe he didn't break his neck. That is very disturbing.
That was
disgusting.
It was disgusting.
There's no reason for it.
And that's why ban him suspend him for the year.
At least. I mean, that's a shame there's not more they could do to him.
Well, the Big Ten can look at it. The Big Ten can, they still run the conference. So, Antonio Brown, the second question we're asking the audience.
That's the second one I wanted to address.
Right.
Redskin fan?
Yeah.
With our scummy owner, Dan Snyder, I am afraid that we might be the people that put our hats in the ring for that.
Yeah, but if he clears up the civil suit and the accusations with the artist are settled or he's exonerated in court, however it plays out, then he should have the right to play again.
The guy is a lost cause. I hate using the word cancer because my parents died of cancer, and I hate using that to equate it to stupid sports. But if there's anybody that is something of that nature, that's Antonio Brown. The guy's a jerk. The guy's a punk. All the guy does is me, 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 me. When the Redskins are in enough trouble without adding that to the roster.
Mary Ellen, I appreciate your call in Virginia. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Night Huge Show. To anybody across North America, if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. You can tweet. I'll read tweets here within the next 30 minutes at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Search Saturday Night Huge Show. Brad in Flint, Michigan, listening on Sports Extra 1330. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Mr. Huge. How you doing, sir?
Doing good, my friend.
Just about Michigan. I had heard about it about the fourth quarter. I just pray that we can do better. SEC, East Coast, we're trying to be there. Ohio State, they just keep doing it. Hopefully, I don't think Harbaugh is a bad human being, of course. We're all people. We're all good, great God's creatures. But just that, and I won't keep you long either. And then like I said, I agree with you about above the shoulder pads, because it's getting kind of ridiculous. That's all. I just think, and plus you're a great guy. Long-time listener, long-time caller.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening, Brad, and thank you for listening tonight on Sports Extra 1330 in Flint. I've said this for a long time in this concussion era debate the last 5 years, doing my statewide show in Michigan and the national show last 4 years here on CBS Sports Radio. Look, you just, anything above, which is the head. Okay, so what are the issues? Yeah, blown out knees, shoulders, I get it. It's a violent game. But the concussion era is based on head injuries. Potential traumatic brain injuries. Like Dylan McCaffrey could have suffered courtesy of Badger safety Reggie Pearson, who should be banned by the Big Ten for the rest of the year. And I'm pro Wisconsin. I love Camp Randall, love their fans. Thought their team today was as well prepared as any college football team I've ever seen. But man, if you watch that video, as Mary Ellen just said from Virginia, that's one of the ugliest cheap shots. And they have calmed down with targeting now in the NFL and college level and even at the high school level. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Mike in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, love it. Good evening, sir. A lot of good calls ahead of me. I agree. The hitting above the shoulders, there's just no place for it anymore. And it is coming down. That's why, like, when you see it, like tonight, it kind of makes your stomach turn. And, you know, you hope the McCaffrey kid's okay. He's a pretty strong kid. I'm sure he'll be fine. But it's just, there's no reason to take that risk. I mean, there's just no reason. But my big thing is I think the Buckeyes are one of the top four teams, hands down. Justin Fields sat the second half, and a lot of their starters sat the second half, and you know they scored 76 unanswered. They're great. They're great. And Antonio Brown is about as big as, you know, me guy as there ever seemed like there's been, and there's been a lot of me guys in that wide receiver position in the NFL. But I wouldn't lose a bit of sleep if I didn't see him play another down in the NFL. Have a blessed evening, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And our question, and we do the CBS eyeball test with college football each and every Saturday night throughout the season. Top four teams, your personal top four, either games you've been to, teams that you have watched on TV or seen highlights for. I know Ohio State and Fields has accounted for 19 touchdowns. Clemson, Alabama, cream of the crop, 1-2. Georgia, monster win. At home against ND, a fabulous game start to finish. Brian Kelly, Kirby Smart, well done, top to bottom there. Then you have LSU, which they kind of seem off the radar, but they're number four in the AP top 25. And Jalen Hurts, what he has done in Oklahoma, what Fields has done at Ohio State, your Heisman race this year could be phenomenal. Think about it. Lawrence, Tua, Fromm, Jalen Hurts, Fields. That would be the front runners right now to me. I mean, that's just your Heisman, and I think that kind of mirrors the potential what we have here. And Joe Burrow might be an outside looking in guy for the Heisman based on what they do in matchups, right, in the SEC. This may be a year, and I know we say it all the time, this really may be the year where they'll be screaming at the end for the 18 playoff. The good teams that potentially could be left out of the college football playoff. You will have a big push, I believe, when this college football season is complete, that will finally get movement towards eight teams. That's my huge prediction. One final segment together. If you want to go live across North America, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll read tweets at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We do have about 13 minutes remaining together if you want to join in and answer our huge questions of the night. First one, CBS eyeball test on the top four teams in college football. Who are they? Four best you've seen. Not any rankings. Your personal choices based on games you've been to, games you have watched on TV. I have to put Georgia in there, Alabama, Clemson. And, man, my fourth team is a tough one between LSU, Oklahoma, and Ohio State. That's almost impossible. Now, the SEC schools are going to beat up on each other, so that should help an Ohio State and an Oklahoma. Man, you have to think if Oklahoma can get by Texas, maybe Oklahoma State, they have a great shot with Hurts, who's been amazing in that Lincoln Riley offense. Auburn, again, you're going to get Auburn, Alabama, you're going to get the SEC schools, all that play there. They'll beat up on each other. Florida's undefeated. Wisconsin, you know, should win. You know, Iowa's 3-0 and ranked 18. You know, Penn State's still 3-0. Texas is 2-1. Oregon, watch out for them in the Pac-12. That's a good football team. Washington State's 3-0. I mean, there's some depth this year. And I get because of all those SEC schools, they're going to play each other. But, man, there's more quality depth than I've seen in a while in college football with really good teams. And that's why it was shocking to watch Michigan coming into Madison at number 11, a mild underdog, and how unprepared, how outcoached, and how outplayed they were. Outprepared, as Jim Harbaugh said afterwards. So I need your top four college teams, your own personal, for the CBS Highball Test. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. And Antonio Brown, if he gets everything taken care of, especially connected to the allegations of sexual misconduct, who will be the first NFL team to sign him? Answer that. And then I brought up the hit by Reggie Pearson, the Wisconsin safety, who was ejected for just annihilating Dylan McCaffrey, and it was as violent and cheap of a shot as I've seen. I think he should be suspended for the rest of the year. And I think there should be no tackling above the shoulder pads. And don't tell me that's football. Don't tell me that. Now, if a running back is leaning down, that becomes a different animal. But then running backs can't lead with, they can use their arms, stiff arms. They can't. I've talked about this for 5 years, and I think it's a simple solution. And I think more people need to listen to me, because I'm smart. Graceffo, Horowitz, and McCarthy taught me well. Let's go to Tony in Toronto, listening on AM 590 in Canada. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I agree with you that any hit above the shoulders, but I don't think he should be suspended for a year.
How long, if not a year, what, a couple games? Four?
Nope. More. Ban him for life, because that was intentional. You know, like, if you want to hurt somebody, that's like attempted murder. Like, football's a great sport. You're not supposed to go out there and kill them. You're supposed to tackle them. And, you know, if you're going to go after the person's head, then you shouldn't be playing this game. You know, it doesn't matter what age you are, or, you know, from the little guy right up to the NFLer. Like, that's crazy. Like, you should not, and make an example, and I guarantee you, there'll be no more headshots. There'll be no more concussions. There'll be no more people getting hurt. Like, this kid is lucky, okay? You know, you got to make an example out of somebody. You know, that's my theory on that. Now
I'm with you. I'm not on the ban for life, but I think a year would be a message to any guy out there. And here's another good point, Tony, about where you're coming in to hit somebody. Are you trying to hurt them? Or I would rather either bring them down so you go low, or you go hard into the football trying to dislodge it and cause a turnover instead of going after somebody's head and trying to knock them out, right?
That's the whole premise of the game, is trying to get that ball. So I would try to grab the ball, well, try to knock the football out, or try to go for the body, lower body, put him down. That's step one. In regards to Antonio Brown, okay, look, the Patriots, they take everybody they've had everybody. From every criminal you can think of on that team, okay? And if you can't cut the Patriots, I don't know what team's going to take you. Antonio Brown's a
very, very good football player. Unfortunately, upstairs doesn't work, and I don't care what he does to settle his thing. It's all about me. And I don't know what team is going to take him. If the Patriots don't want him, okay, and the Patriots, they have every criminal known to mankind on their roster. They're for murderers, like I said, and et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know what his agent's thinking that teams are talking to him. He could pay out this girl or do whatever, but I'm going to tell you right now, his season, his career as a football player, I believe, is over. I don't even think the CFL would touch him.
Tony, thanks for the call in Toronto, Canada, listening on AM 590. Let's travel to beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Philip, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, sir. Mr. Huge, how are you doing this fine evening?
Doing good, Philip. How's life in Albuquerque?
Very good, thank you. Listen, just want to comment first about the hit on Michigan's quarterback McCaffrey. I watched that video like three times now. He was running when he was running, and he was running upright. And he didn't lower his shoulders. His head wasn't lowered. His pads weren't, he wasn't trying to break through a tackle. But, correct me if I'm wrong, I do believe he's about 6'5", maybe.
Yes, 6'4", 6'5". Yes, he is.
Yeah, and I don't know how big Reggie Pearson is, but he would have had to leap off his feet to hit him in the head, which he did. It can't be more blatant a target than that. From what I saw, I think, I definitely do think he needs to be suspended. I'm thinking maybe like 6 games. I know like a whole season, that probably wouldn't ever happen. But it was so obviously blatant that, I haven't seen anything like that in a long time.
No, it was as ugly, the intent to hurt. And it reminded me of old school NFL. And Philip, thanks for the call in New Mexico. I'm not one of those guys. I'm a big football supporter, always have been through the concussion era. That's just bush league. You know what I'm surprised too? And my buddies were saying this tonight, that a Michigan guy didn't go over there and just, no Michigan player went after him. Two guys were thrown out, two safeties for Wisconsin, and not retaliation, trying to, eye for an eye, none of that, but someone to go over there and just stand up for the QB. And I think that's kind of a message about where Michigan football is at right now under Harbaugh. It looks like all the coaches are just cashing checks, and it's a methodical, non-emotional experience for the players and the coaches. And when you're paying Harbaugh and his top offensive assistant and defensive assistant a combined $10 million, you had better step up and bring some juice. Where's that Harbaugh on the sidelines? Where's that emotion of the Harbaugh we watch where the Colts are playing in the NFL? Where is that? If my guy, if that happens to my quarterback, my ass is out there at midfield, and I'm probably getting thrown out of the game. I am. No players. Nobody stood up for Dylan McCaffrey. That really bothers me. Let's go to Jason in Baltimore, Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity to chime in. So I want to be clear. I'm not excusing either of the hits. The second hit was totally brutal. That's the one that is really shocking to me. But I think they ought to add a nuance to that rule as well. When I watch both of those plays, I'm seeing a quarterback going forward in a game of inches. I think that the quarterback, if he's really surrendering himself, needs to lead feet first, which would alleviate both of those brutal
hits.
Good
point.
Now, I'm a Baltimore Raven fan, so I have a running quarterback, so I would hate to see either of those hits happen to my quarterback. And I think the coaching staff in Baltimore is taking the right approach with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood. Get your yards, get down, and don't take those brutal-type hits. So I think that needs to be added to it as well.
Well said, Jason. Thank you for the call. in Baltimore, Maryland. Some smart football fans there. And yeah, Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, and John Harbaugh does a great job. The fire and passion of John Harbaugh. I wish he'd call his brother and say, hey, you know what, Jim? Crank it up a little bit. Let's go to Kenneth in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, Kenneth, how you doing, buddy?
All right, I wanted to weigh on the top four college teams.
Yes.
Clemson, Alabama, LSU, and Georgia.
I take it you're an SEC fan.
No, I'm a Clemson fan.
Wow.
Yeah, I wish South Carolina could get them a coach.
Yeah, but, you know, they may beat up on each other, and I get the SEC flavor. That's why you had better watch out. It always seems to work this way for Oklahoma and Ohio State. And thanks for the call down in South Carolina.
Let me give you the sleeper.
Oh, yeah, the sleeper. Who is it?
The sleeper is Wisconsin. They impressed me today.
Who?
Wisconsin. They really beat Michigan.
Oh, Wisconsin, yeah. They're... And Taylor, man, that dude's going to be such a good NFL running back.
Yeah,
and
he'll be a big star running back.
Yeah, and I agree with Wisconsin. There's still Penn State out there. You might not want to write off the Big Ten. Ohio State and Wisconsin have looked good early.
Ohio State's a good quarterback.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening down in South Carolina, because I'm looking at Wisconsin's schedule. They get Northwestern at home in their next game, Kent State, Michigan State at home, Illinois at home. Their game will be October 26th at Ohio State. They get Iowa at home, at Nebraska, Purdue at home, at Minnesota. They look like an 11-1 team, possibly, only loss at Ohio State. That should be good enough to win the West in the Big Ten and get them to the Big Ten championship game, probably with a rematch with Ohio State right now, if I was projecting everything. So their biggest road game left would be at Nebraska, and Nebraska just has no defense. Frost is doing a good job with the offense, but he'll need another year, I think, of building up defensive depth. Yeah, Badgers are in a good spot right now. They really are. To be 11-1 team in the Big Ten championship game, probably playing for a spot. If they would beat Ohio State, let's say Ohio State's undefeated. I'm telling you, as I said earlier, mark my words, when this season is over, there will be at least two, if not three, quality football teams that will not be part of the chase for the national championship. And that will be good, because it will get us to the eight teams we need in the college football playoff. Thank you, Horowitz. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, McCarthy. Zach Gelb is next. 24/7, drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.